Hi everyone, welcome to the All Things XR podcast. I am Mojtaba. In today's episode, we have Yanpei Chao from Tripo AI. Hi Yanpei.
Hi, I'm Mojtaba. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to be here and to chat with you and maybe your audience about some of the exciting things happening in the world of AI and spatial computing.
Thanks very much. So, Yanpei, for listeners who might not be familiar, could you briefly describe what Tripo AI does and its mission in the 3D technology space?
Happy to share. Maybe a little bit introduce for myself. So, I'm David Tao, currently the head of research over at Tripo. And myself, my journey into the tech world has been deeply rooted in computer graphics and 3D computer vision. And it's fascinating how we can capture, digitize, and recreate the world in 3D dimension. And I've been obsessed with the 3D content creation since my college days, about around 15 years now. That curiosity and passion drove me through my PhD, focusing on making 3D digitization and generalization as user-friendly as possible. And that's exactly what sparked the beginning of Tripo. We saw the 3D as the future of media and information sharing, so kind of the natural progression from the text to photos to videos and now to 3D. And at Tripo, we are dedicated to explore and crafting solutions that empower anyone to become super creator in the coming 3D era. So it's about breaking down the barriers and opening up a world of possibility for creative expression and communication in 3D.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. So Yanpei, can you provide an overview of Tripo AI and the key innovations that set your 3D reconstruction technology apart from other solutions?
Mm-hmm. Sure. At its heart, create 3D models is a cornerstone for computer graphics, a field that's we have seen incredible evolution over the decade. And these models are vital. They are widely used in video games, movies, and create immersive experiences through virtual avatars and worlds. Traditionally, these process have been pretty hands-on, with artists crafting 3D assets manually using professional softwares like Maya or ZBrush, which is a process that both time-consuming and requires significant skills. And over the time, we saw the rise of procedure modeling and 3D digitization technologies like photogrammetry, the NeRF, then more recently 3D Gaussian splatting, which started to bring these 3D capabilities to a wider audience. But where it gets really exciting is about Gen AI for 3D. We have seen transformative work in 2D generation with technologies like GANs and diffusions, and models like DALL-E, Midjourney, Stable Diffusion, and even recently Sora. And these advancements have massively pushed forward our ability to generate 2D content and editing 2D content. And now 3D generative AI tech is catching really fast. It's about leveraging new 3D representations and scalable neural networks to rapidly evolve the field of 3D content creation. And for a more technical aspect, one approach to create 3D using generative AI is to use those 2D generative models like Stable Diffusion to create multi-views of a 3D object and then optimize the 3D object from those images. It's kind of like piecing together a puzzle from multiple views, different angles, which doesn't really heavily rely on 3D training data for for the process, but can be very slow, and it's like a hit and miss in terms of stability. A research work called Dream Fusion from Google is one of the seminal works in this direction, and one of our open source project, 3Studio, is a unified framework for this approach. Then there's another way, I would say another fascinating direction where you can train a generative model, for example, a diffusion model, directly on a wealth of 3D data set. This way you can like use various conditions or prompts to get the model generating a diverse and high quality 3D assets, almost like having the stable diffusion but for 3D. And in Triple, what we are doing at Triple is drawing inspirations from the both methods. Our technology aims to find a balance, focusing on generating high quality models with quickly and reliably, which also ensures diversity and contributability. It's like giving creator a magic wand to create 3D objects, and every object we can imagine, but with always one image or one single text prompt.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Yanbei, Triple AI recently collaborated with Stability AI and released a model called Triple SR. Can you tell us how the Triple SR model works, and what are the technical advancements that enable such fast and high quality 3D reconstruction?
Definitely, that's a very good question. And for Triple SR, we use a technical approach that I described earlier, the second way, which we train a transformer-based 3D reconstruction model on a publicly available dataset called Optiverse. For transformers, maybe people are familiar with the applications in like processing languages or maybe 2D media, but for 3D reconstruction, we use a method that converts the input image into tokens, like the tokens in the text scenarios, and use a transformer to translate those image tokens to 3D tokens and decode the 3D to NeRF, then extract surfaces or textured surfaces from the NeRF. This technology is mainly based actually a paper published by Adobe last year, and we made several changes and advancements to mainly on the inference speed. So for Triple SR, the users can create or reconstruct the model. If you have a GPU, you only need less 1 second. And even you don't have any GPUs, you can run on your MacBook with your CPU. And that runs also smoothly. That's where we put a lot of effort to in this open source project.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Yanbei, can you tell us more about is the type of the data set that you use for such a model, and how did you gather it, and get us more into the details?
I guess in generative AI, data is also it's always there's also always debates on creating or curating the dataset. For Triple SR, we use a public released dataset called Optiverse, and we sub filtered the dataset with only the CC by zero. A license that we can freely use to train the AI and redistribute the model. It's around 40,000 3D models in the format of polygon meshes, and we render those 3D models from different view angles and use those images to supervise the training, because you know. For NeRFs, you only need to supervise by rendering, not supervise the geometry itself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mm-hmm. As
it's around like a few millions of images.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Great. So if I understood correctly, in previous triple AI models, you did text to 3D, you did image to 3D, and with triple SR, you did text to 3D, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the text 3D technology behind, we also have a product and in the format of a web app and open API called Triple.
Uh-huh.
And it's a commercial one. And supports more functionalities than Triple SR and better quality. And in Triple, we support text 3D by curating another data set with a pairs of 3D models and corresponding text prompts, and train a diffusion model to create those 3D models using text prompts. It's a bit different than Triple SR. Triple SR is a pure reconstruction model, and for the Triple product and the text to 3D, we use a diffusion model. It's a probabilistic model that samples the 3D model distribution using those prompts, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. So Yanbei, you mentioned in your previous discussions about OpenAI Sora, their model for text to video generation, and I observed that some users had used Sora videos to generate NeRFs. And I thought that it would be a great idea to use that models to also
mm-hmm.
Create 3D reconstructions. What's your idea about that?
That's a very good question. I think many researchers are also thinking about the directions related to that. Whether, in the future, do we really need 3D pure 3D generation, I would say, or we can just use text to video models and reconstruct the object from the video. And one perspective, maybe two, I have is the first. The current Sora model is really, really strong. And per the technical report, they don't use any explicit 3D data to train the model, but the Sora model really emerges to create videos with strong strong 3D consistent videos. I believe you have saw some maybe Twitter posts from Ben Middlehole to reconstruct the NeRF using those Sora videos. That's definitely a direction to explore. There are many research papers already doing that. For example, the reconfusion from Google Research, and actually our team also have a paper called Sparse 3D that uses a few images to reconstruct NeRFs and in a way that integrates diffusion models to hallucinate the more views or the more supervision views. So that's definitely one direction that we should keep an eye on and follow closely. And for another aspect, I would say creating 3D models by the 3D models created by artists have many attributes or properties that the reconstructed models doesn't have, like the polygon number, the mesh topology, which are very crucial in today's graphics pipeline. That Questions are, I would say, not easy to solve by using pure generative models, and there also needs much work to do. What I mean is, like, when you can perfectly reconstruct a 3D model using whether the videos you capture or the videos that you generated using Sora or any other strong video models, you may already get a full on the full you may have already captured the full three full and accurate 3D shape, but to use it in today's graphics pipelines, there's also still needs a lot of work, like retopology and maybe mesh estimation. And if we directly train whether a reconstruction or generative model using those high quality manually created 3D data set, we may skip the reconstruction part and directly output those 3D meshes that meets the standard that captures the properties created by human artists. That's something that video models, then reconstructing 3D model from the videos, cannot do at this time, currently. Yeah.
Great, great. Thanks very much. So, Yanbei, what potential applications do you envision for Triple SR and other Triple AI models in areas like gaming, animation, e-commerce, and etc.?
Yeah, that's also a very good question. Actually, we only the triple foundation model was released late last year, and we have seen the community response has been nothing short of inspiring. And speaking of broader ecosystem, one of the things that excites me most is that the technology is being embraced across various sectors. For instance, in gaming, not only have we seen developers using the tech for 3D AI-powered 3D editors, but also enabling new experiments like mini-game with runtime AI generation. One mini-game is called Triple Go, where players can generate their 3D characters using text prompts and engaging battles, with winners upgrading their characters in really imaginative ways by taking concepts from the defeated characters. It's like, yeah, I can swallow your concept and equip those concepts with on my own characters. It's thrilling to see that nearly 100,000 users joined in just 10 days, showing that people are really showing the compelling drawing of integrating AI with gameplay. And applications of our tech isn't limited to gaming. The 3D printing community has also embraced our technology for creating personalized models, and we have seen also some exciting demos on XR and spatial computing platforms like Apple Vision Pro and Meta Quest. Yeah, that's the sectors that we are currently aiming for. And for techie users, actually, that's something we have given a lot of thought to. Based on conversations and research within the industry, we have developed a user model that essentially breaks down the 3D industry into four main levels. And that at the top, we have professional users. Those folks are the elite producers using traditional, I would say, DCC softwares and some industry engines. They are the relatively, but they are a relatively small group. And there are non-professional 3D creators. They might use professional tools like Blender and Unity, but don't do this as their day job. Maybe they are working on a project for school or just dabbling as a hobbyist. This group is incredibly growth sensitive and hungry for productivity tools, while they are their output might not always be consumer or production ready. The numbers are growing fast and already surpassing tens of millions globally. Then we have the third layer we call gamers. The gamers can on 3D content and experiences, finding it fun, but lacking the skills to and knowledge for 3D content creation. If you ask them to model a virtual world, some fun, but they wouldn't know where to start with. And finally, there are some explorers, those curious about what AI can generate today with, but without a clean content goal. They are just browsing and exploring. And currently, we focus mainly on the second and third tiers. We're also offering services to the professional tiers, where both B2B and B2C approaches. The third tier, we call gamers without 3D skills, are likely to be the main consumers. And meanwhile, the second tier, those can create 3D models, use Blender or Unity, also our creators, like today's YouTubers or streamers. They need content paradigms to guide and boost their creativity. That's our current strategy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks very much. Yape, you mentioned about Apple's Vision Pro and suddenly AR and VR again is on the trend. How do you think generative 3D AI will help and improve the future of the metaverse and the use of AR and VR? I think because technologies like yours fade away the bridge between the idea and the execution and what the user wants to see or what the developers wants the users to see. And what do you think about that?
That's a good question. Actually, years before, I also started a startup called Oli, with my classmates, doing dynamic 3D capturing and streaming. And back to that time, we are aiming to create 3D contents for those AR and XR platforms, because we realized back to that time that the lack of good 3D content on these immersive platforms are the really pinpoint. And today with generative AI, the 3D technologies, that gap is closing. We have creators that have no idea or zero experience on 3D DCC softwares. They create various AR experiences using Figma XR or using MetaQuest SDKs, or Apple Vision Pro to directly drag any 3D models they just create using single text prompt or single image to the 3D environment. So I think the pinpoint for lacking 3D good 3D content could be gradually solved by those by our generative AI technologies. That's a huge opportunity, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And the models that are generated using your technology, can they be used in real-time applications like AR and VR?
Yes.
Or they need to be customized and optimized?
For most XR experiences, the models created by our platform or TripleSR is ready to be integrated, because we have functionalities like mesh decimation, format conversion, convert to USDZ to be directly dragged into Apple Vision Pro, and GLB to directly being viewed or explored on web platforms. So, yeah, and we have already seen people doing that, building real-time runtime 3D creation experience using either SSSR or our API. And another thing to mention is that we are also providing auto reading and motion retargeting functionalities for human-like avatars. So people can even create animatable 3D avatars on those XR or spatial computing platforms.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yanpei, one question I wanted to ask you about that you have worked in big companies such as Tencent before, and also you have co-founded the startups. What are the differences you've experienced between these two, and what are the advantages of startups compared to big and established companies?
Yeah. That's a great question. For myself, personally, I have always had passion on creating 3D content. So all my past career path all relate to 3D reconstruction or 3D generation. And to joining or starting Triple, I think I saw a trend that generative AI can really change the field or accelerate the creation process and unleash the creativity. And for big companies, there are obvious advantages that you have more a resource like compute power or like many more customers. Sometimes big companies may move rather slow, either because they have many different directions to explore and to need to separate the kind of focus on or bet on one single direction, and maybe reasons different companies might have. But for startups, I think the advantages would be like the team always have the passion and to move forward, and the team always believe what they are doing and have the same vision to a future that they want. Move faster and shape faster and fail fast and try many cool stuff. That's what I want, and that's why I leave the big companies and founded another startup again.
Awesome. So Yanpei, as the head of the research of Triple, I want to ask you about your insights into the research and development process, such as the team's approach to experimentation, iteration, and validation of the new techniques. Can you give us more information about that? How do you approach a problem, and how do you solve it?
Cool. For this specific question, I would say like, some part of our team has backgrounds in both industry and academia, so. Our team can do both research and applications. And so in a fast moving field like generative AI or generative AI for 3D, our day job is like reading a lot of papers and finding the new trend or new good method to follow and maybe to explore more and to implement by ourselves. So the key insight here is I find what's the real problem for this field. Like currently we are focusing on make our created models more controllable and higher quality, and let the format can be directly integrated into current graphics pipelines. So we need to solve both problems. Some problems are more for the research side, and some problems are more practical, and we need to find a great balance between the two parts. So, to manage to find the balance, we really need a firm belief and the same vision that we want to do 3D. So because there are many other papers today, like hundreds of papers today, every day, in different areas, like 3D reconstruction or video generation, and maybe some teams are switching the paths or goals between different topics. And our team is different. We always want to create cool 3D stuff. So maybe we are just more focused.
Awesome. So Yunpei, what advice would you give to aspiring researchers and entrepreneurs who are interested in pursuing work in the entrepreneurship as a whole, and also in the 3D generative AI?
Well, that's a really big question, but I do have something to share. One thing I would say that in these days, many people are feared by big companies like OpenAI and maybe Google that would use big compute and high density of talent that might smash all the startups. I would say if you really believe what you are doing and you really like 3D and want to make cool stuff in 3D field, just do it. Because you know, the 3D graphics pipeline is always evolving, and there's many things that big tech giants cannot cover. So for entrepreneurs, I would say, or researchers entering this field, I would say, like, don't fear, just move.
Awesome. Yunpei, it was great having you on the All Things XR podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.